was reading an article about British hospitals the other day and could hardly believe my eyes. Is it true that hospitals are closing down and so on? I always thought Britain has a fantastic national health service.
It's true, I'm afraid. I'd never been to casualty to the accident and emergency unit until last summer when I fell off my bike and needed to have my arm stitched. I was there for 7 hours in the end. I couldn't believe it.
And why did it take so long?
Well, staff shortages, basically. I saw all sorts of different medical staff, the nursing sister who admitted me, the X-ray guy, what's the proper name again?
The radiographer?
Yeah, that's right, the radiographer. A doctor, another couple of nurses, and every single one of them mentioned how overworked they were, what long shifts they were working, and so on.
And were there lots of people waiting to be treated?
Yes, and to be honest, most of them didn't seem to be real emergencies. There were children with cuts and bruises, one woman with stomachache, and so on. And of course, there were some serious cases too. One guy with blood pouring out of a wound on his foot, an old man with a knife wound, and worst of all, a young girl who'd taken a drug overdose. That was a real emergency. And in fact, that one case was the reason we all had to wait so long to see the doctor.
But surely there was more than one doctor?
No, that's the problem. There just aren't enough doctors. The only doctor on duty that night was a really young woman. And when I finally got to see her, she told me she'd been working for 15 hours, poor thing. All she actually did for me was stitch the wound. A nurse cleaned it, dressed it, and so on. But she, the doctor, sent me for an X-ray to make sure my arm wasn't broken. When I got back from the X-ray department, she was dealing with another emergency, so I had to wait another hour and a half before she was available to discharge me.
But couldn't one of the nurses do that?
No, you can only be discharged by a doctor. It's crazy. The whole thing was a nightmare.
Were you rushed to the hospital by ambulance, with paramedics and so on?
No, it wasn't such an emergency. My husband actually drove me there. But that was another problem. We couldn't find anywhere to park the car near the casualty unit. And it's a huge hospital. So we entered at the wrong end and spent ages wandering along those huge long corridors, through the maternity wing, past all the general and surgical wards, and all those other scary-sounding places, like the intensive care unit and so on.
Yes, I know what you mean. I always feel strange in hospitals, seeing signposts for places like the operating theatre and cardiograph unit. I hate to imagine what goes on there, don't you?
Yes, and it was awful that evening because, apart from anything else, I was in pain.
Is that the scar on your elbow?
Yes. I had about 15 stitches, so it was quite a big gash.
But it's not a bad scar, is it?
No, it's fine. And that's the whole point, really. The doctors in British hospitals are usually quite good. It's just a pity that there aren't more of them.
Yes, as I say, I didn't realize it was so bad.